every morning. And so when he come, this boy, his name's Scott, he's 13 years old, and they want him to keep him hard. So he, at first, he would run by himself, but he quit. So he was our grandson. We fed him everything he wanted, you know, and all, but he put on a lot of weight. So when he got up there, his granddad lived in, other granddad lived in Clinton. So we got a letter from him that was bawling out for letting him get so flabby and sore. Well, we worked, I worked in him in the garden and all, and so bawled, the other granddad, my son-in-law, bawled his dad out by pumping him up, let him get so sore and so forth. And his dad, he was telling him what he thinks. He told him, said, look at him, so that boy is 13 years old. So you take them other 16, 18, so you can keep them hard. No, officer, that kid, so it's not like a big boy, you know. But they working on him, they getting him hard again. But they are all real good high school players. Most of fullbacks, such as that, they don't play the line much. They're so big.
Mm-hmm. A room in the house where you kept your clothes would be a.
Well, in one of the bedrooms, mostly be for bedroom.
You have a.
Well, then we had some closets. You know, you could put. We had some closets on the wall. You know, in made in the wall, but to hang your clothes.
Yeah.
Such as that.
Did they have a piece of furniture that was where you would hang your clothes or?
Yeah, what you call them big things, you hang up in the house, you open it, stand up high, and you open the door and you put them in there. You hang, well, Ted was so many of them, you know, we had to have so many. What'd you call it? Let's see, what you call that thing?
You don't have them anymore.
No. But anyway, it'd be high, almost top to the ceiling. You'd open the door, then you'd have. One half of it would be a shelf, and then one half for your suits to hang on, you know, dressing things, you know, all the way up. Just and then one half of it would be you'd have.
But you don't have as many clothes. You didn't have as many clothes.
Oh, Christ, no! One suit, 3 or 4 days, come in wet and everything, getting put them on next morning. Feel bad at first, but after you went to work, it'd be all right. No, indeed, we didn't have no clothes. Had one suit, maybe 2 white shirts, maybe 2 white shirts, and maybe a couple of ties, but no, not like it was now. No, indeed. And we had overhaul and shape. That's what we wore to work in. Mm-hmm. Wear them a week almost before you take a bath, before you wash them. Well, we wash once a week. That's a nigger woman come wash once a week. And now that was us and everybody else. That's where we were in those days. They had a wash woman. And come wash once a week.
Yeah.
You call that thing up the high thing up there? I can't think of it now.
An armor?
Yes, that's what you call it. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen it. That's what we called it at my grandfather's.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Now the windows? Did you have windows?
Oh yeah, we had glass windows. Yeah, we had.
And the things that you'd have to pull down on the roller.
No, we didn't have those blinds. No, in those days, we didn't nobody have blinds in those days. No, like we got and everybody else now.
Yeah.
We just had glass windows, that's all. Every once in a while, a chap would knock a pane out and get his butt whipped. That put another one in.
Yeah. Now, did you have a kind of a long piece that two people could sit on or something like that? No. Had pillows in it, or?
No, we just had some chairs with cowhide bottoms in them. You've seen that, and then we just had common chairs. But some, and the rocking chair, too, had old cowhide bottoms in it, you know. That most of my mother and father sat in. That was their chair most of the time. But it just chairs. Well, now, at the dining table, we had two benches. A chair at the front for my daddy, and one at the back. But on each side, just 2 benches for us.